Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected today with highs around 79. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, lows level off around 63. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 80. Temperatures below average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid-80s. Storms both days. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 60.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The state of Kansas says it will not comply with a demand from the USDA to release personal information for those who receive SNAP benefits. The state says it would threaten sensitive personal information for thousands of Kansans. A Newton man will spend the rest of his life in prison for child sex crimes. A Harvey County judge sentenced Christopher McAaron this week to life without parole. The victim was younger than 8 at the time of the crimes. Federal immigration officials make more than 10 arrests in Kansas City. That's according to an immigration attorney. They happened yesterday in Lenexa and Kansas City, Kansas. Homeland Security would not confirm the arrests. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The most recent deadline for tariffs to go into effect is quickly approaching. Farm Bureau's Dave Salmonson talks about what farmers might expect.
Their products coming in here, of course, would be more expensive. Some of these tariffs from the 20 to 30% or higher. Things that farmers use, inputs that come from overseas, would definitely become pricier.
Salmonson also says we don't know how trading partners may respond.
We've seen in the past China put on some higher tariffs. They ended up about 10% more. Other countries don't have a big history of retaliating. Even though they get higher tariffs, they don't usually put higher tariffs on what they get from us. But then again, they may look to purchase elsewhere if they can find it.
Be sure to listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Wednesday, U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas, the chairman of the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs, led the committee in passing 24 pieces of legislation to improve the lives of veterans, caregivers, and survivors across the country. These bills include several of Senator Moran's top legislative priorities for veterans, including the Veterans Access Act, the Veterans Compensation Cost of Living Adjustment Act, and the Hope for Heroes Act. Senator Moran said the pieces of legislation that have now passed out of the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs are crucial to the success of the Department of Veterans Affairs in carrying out its mission to support our nation's veterans, their families, and survivors. He said he's grateful to all of the sponsors of these bills for their work on these proposals, and he's pleased that they were able to reach a bipartisan agreement to advance them to the full Senate. The Access Act will empower veterans with greater flexibility and control over when, where, and how to use the VA health care benefits they have earned through their service, and it will also provide life-saving support for veterans struggling with mental health conditions and addiction who have faced barriers to accessing the timely, quality care they need. Moran said advancing the Access Act is a crucial step forward for veterans everywhere, and he looks forward to being passed on the Senate floor and signed into law as soon as possible. The Kansas Department for Children and Families announced in a July 30th letter to the U.S. Department of Agriculture that at this time the agency is denying the USDA's demand for the release of personal information of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, applicants, recipients, and members of their households. The requested data would include sensitive personal information for any Kansan who lived in a household that applied for and or received SNAP benefits from January 1, 2020 to July 30, 2025, as the data request includes, but is not limited, to names, Social Security numbers, dates of birth, and addresses. The purpose of the USDA demand is to create a federal database of SNAP participant information that may be disclosed to other federal, state, and local agencies. And in addition to personal data of Kansans, the data request includes retailer and business data documenting SNAP usage. The USDA stated in its July 25th letter to the state agency directors that state agencies must be compliant with the requirement to transmit the data to the USDA's Food and Nutrition Services no later than July 30th. The Department for Children and Families is required by state and federal law to protect personal identifiable SNAP data except when strictly necessary for the administration of the SNAP program. And in response to the USDA data request, states have filed suit. The DCF stated that releasing the requested information at this time would put the DCF in the position of potential liability if a court finds that the USDA's demand violates federal law. The Department for Children and Families will monitor the pending litigation and continue to administer and enforce SNAP in accordance with federal and state law. The Kansas Wetlands Education Center, or KWEC, wants to invite the public to join its staff for a free, family-friendly meteor shower watch party on Tuesday, August 12th from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. This annual event celebrates the end of summer as the Earth passes through the dust and debris of the Swift-Tuttle Comet, creating a spectacular display of meteors or shooting stars in the night sky. And this year, the event will coincide with peak viewing dates, and stargazers may be able to spot 60 to 100 meteors per hour. Located northeast of Great Bend on K-156 Highway, the KWEC offers an ideal location for comfortable sky watching, and guests are encouraged to bring lawn chairs or blankets to relax on the KWEC lawn while enjoying the celestial show. In addition to meteor watching, the evening will also feature s'mores making and eating and several space-themed learning stations inside the KWEC. The activities will include a magnetic meteor hunt, spectroscope building, a space lander challenge, an asteroid-built art project, and using a blender bike to make galaxy smoothies, as well as planetarium shows that will be offered in the inflatable planetarium and viewing real meteorites on loan from the Sternberg Museum of Natural History. The event will proceed rain or shine. However, clear skies are necessary for optimal meteor shower viewing. The Kansas Wetlands Education Center, affiliated with Fort Hays State University's Worth College of Science, Technology, and Mathematics, is located 10 miles northeast of Great Bend along Kansas Highway 156 at Cheyenne Bottoms. And for more information, you can visit wetlandscenter.fhsu.edu, or you can call 1-877-243-9268. In Nebraska news, emergency crews have now recovered the bodies of all three people killed in a massive explosion in South Fremont. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office announced on Wednesday night that authorities recovered the remains of two girls in the wreckage of the Horizon Biofuels plant after they discovered the body of 32-year-old Dylan Danielson of Columbus a few hours earlier. Officials previously said Danielson worked at the facility and the two girls were his daughters, and that they were waiting for him to finish work before going to a doctor's appointment. Sheriff's officials are not releasing the names of the girls. The state fire marshal's office is still investigating the cause of the explosion, which rocked the area at around noon on Tuesday. According to a news release, all roads that are currently closed will remain closed until further noticed. And in the release, sheriff's officials thanked the public for their support and generosity. However, they said donations are no longer needed. Horizon is one of three commercial pellet plants in the state with the capacity to produce 20,000 short tons of wood pellets made from waste wood, according to the Nebraska Department of Energy's website. A Harlan County man was ordered to pay restitution in a case where he was convicted of failing to complete a construction job he was paid for and now faces similar charges in a separate case. 21-year-old Blake Waters of Stamford has been charged in Harlan County Court with theft by deception of more than $5,000 and abuse of a vulnerable adult. According to the arrest affidavit, on June 25th, a woman reported to the Harlan County Sheriff that she had paid Waters to remove siding and install new siding and softlit on her home. And the woman told the sheriff Waters told her he would complete the work when the supplies came in. The affidavit said the victim called a local lumber yard where Waters was allegedly purchasing the siding, and they told her that they would not release the materials to Waters until he paid his bills. The sheriff said in the affidavit that the job appeared to be half finished with exposed torn house wrap, and the sheriff had an independent contractor give an estimate to complete the work, and he estimated it would be approximately $6,200, less than the more than $10,000 the victim stated she gave Waters to complete the work. Court records said Waters was convicted in April of theft by deception, more than $5,000, in a Phelps County case, and was ordered to pay $15,000 in restitution. On Wednesday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said farmers in Franklin and Harlan counties, both in the south-central parts of the state, could qualify for emergency loans after being designated as natural disaster areas due to drought. The designation came one day after the USDA declared a natural disaster due to drought in 12 Nebraska counties, and the department made the same designation for 12 separate counties in June, so a total of 27 of Nebraska's 93 counties have been declared drought disaster areas this year. Farmers in the adjacent counties can also apply for loans, which can be used to replace livestock or equipment or to refinance some debts. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The U.S. Small Business Administration, or SBA, announced the availability of low-interest federal disaster loans to small businesses and private nonprofit organizations in Kansas to offset economic losses caused by drought beginning May 20th. The declaration covers Kansas counties of Decatur, Graham, Norton, Phillips, Rawlins, Sheridan, and Thomas, as well as the Nebraska counties of Furnace, Harlan, and Red Willow. Under the declaration, the SBA's Economic Injury Disaster Loan, or EIDL, program is available to small businesses, small agricultural cooperatives, nurseries, and private nonprofits, including faith-based, with financial losses directly related to the disaster. The SBA is unable to provide disaster loans to agricultural producers, farmers, or ranchers, except for small aquaculture enterprises. EIDLs are available for working capital needs caused by the disaster and are available even if the business or private nonprofit did not suffer any physical damage. The loans may be used to pay fixed debts, payroll, accounts payable, and other bills that were not paid due to the disaster. The loan amount can be up to $2 million with interest rates as low as 4% for businesses and 3.625% for private nonprofits with terms of up to 30 years. Interest does not accrue and payments are not due until 12 months after the date of the first loan disbursement, and the SBA sets loan amounts and terms based on each applicant's financial condition. To apply online, you can visit sba.gov/disaster, and applicants can also call the SBA's Customer Service Center at 800-659-2955 or email disastercustomerservice@sba.gov. For more information on SBA disaster assistance. Completed loan applications must be submitted to the SBA no later than March 16th of 2026. And to learn more, you can visit sba.gov. In November of 2023, the Colby Community College Board of Trustees approved the Colby Commitment Scholarship to increase access to higher education for area high school students who qualify for free and reduced price lunches. And in just three semesters, the scholarship has covered tuition, fees, and books for 598 juniors and seniors across Colby Community College's 14-county service area, where students have completed 6,082 credit hours. The scholarship is available during the fall 2025 semester, and eligible students who attend high schools in Cheyenne, Decatur, Gove, Graham, Logan, Norton, Phillips, Rawlins, Rooks, Sheridan, Sherman, Thomas, Trigo, and Wallace counties qualify. Students must meet the Kansas State Department of Education income guidelines to qualify for free or reduced price meals, and additionally, all juniors and seniors from public, private, or homeschool programs in Thomas County also qualify. Students outside Thomas County who do not qualify for free or reduced lunches can still enroll in courses for a fee per credit hour, which includes tuition, fees, and books. For more information, students are encouraged to speak with their high school guidance counselor. Visit colbycc.edu/commitment or contact the registrar's office at 785-460-5509. Work began on a resurfacing project on a portion of U.S. 24 in Thomas County, and according to the Kansas Department of Transportation, the project work involves milling and overlay on 8.5 miles of the highway, starting at the east city limits of Colby and ending just east of the U.S. 83 intersection. Traffic will be reduced to one lane through the areas where the crews are actively working and directed by flaggers in a pilot car, so motorists should plan for delays of up to 15 minutes or less during the daylight hours. The project work is expected to be completed in mid-September, conditions permitting. Roger Shear passed away on July 17th at the Logan Manor in Logan, Kansas, at the age of 83. A memorial service celebrating Roger's life will be held tomorrow, Friday, August 1st, at 10 a.m. at the Almena Community Building in Almena, with Ashton Gebhardt officiating. Interment will follow at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. Memorial contributions may be made to the Logan Manor or Northern Valley Schools. Olive Bovey Memorial Chapel of Phillipsburg is in charge of the arrangements, and online condolences can be left at olivebovey.com. Norton resident Jeanine Lucian passed away on July 27th at the Good Samaritan Hospital in Kearney, Nebraska, at the age of 70. A memorial service will be held today, Thursday, July 31st, at 11 a.m. at the Church of God in Norton, and memorial contributions may be made to the Church of God. Olive Bovey Memorial Chapel in Phillipsburg is in charge of the arrangements, and online condolences can be left at olivebovey.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be partly sunny with a high near 80 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 64 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 80 and a southeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. And on Friday night, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. Otherwise, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 62. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your forecast, on Saturday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 a.m., and then a slight chance of showers between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., and it should be partly sunny on Saturday with a high near 84. On Sunday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 p.m., should be partly sunny with a high near 83. On Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 85. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 90. And on Wednesday, should be sunny with a high near 95. Currently, with fog and mist conditions, it is 65 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.27, and the dew point is 64 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23. It's time for Kansas Sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Former conference foes Kansas State and Missouri will play a home-and-home exhibition men's basketball series each of the next two seasons, beginning with a matchup on Friday, October 24th at Mizzou Arena to open the 2025-2026 season. The exhibition will be broadcast nationally at 9 p.m. Central. If you want to get tickets, the information will be released at a later date. The Wildcats will then host the Tigers for an exhibition during the 2026-2027 season. The two schools have met 237 times in the regular season since 1907, with K-State holding a narrow 121-116 series edge through transitions from the Missouri Valley, Big 6, Big 7, Big 8, and Big 12 conferences. The schools have not met on the hardwood since an 82-67 win by K-State at the 2018 Paradise Jam. Then 7 days later, on October 31st, K-State will host D2 Newman at Bramlage Coliseum on Friday, October 21st, with regular season non-con play beginning Tuesday, November 4th. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Get set to rock the plane. 2 days of the hottest country music, camping, and fun at Tuttle Creek State Park in Manhattan, August 8th and 9th, featuring Randy Rogers Band, Casey Donahue, Aaron Watson, never going out of style. Josh Abbott Band, Pat Free, and many more. Get your tickets, get camping information, and complete lineup at rocktheplane.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.